I feel great. I feel great. I had a tremendous July, really starting since March. It's been a great off season, physically, mentally. You know, I've been extremely blessed to still be playing the game, and I got after it. I got after it in July. I had a great July. Listened to people around me that were pulling back the reins, and listened to the number of throws, the overworking. I heard all that. I absorbed it. I implemented it into my plan for July and June. But it's been a great offseason. You just get so ingrained. I've been playing for so long. You get so ingrained to throwing in March and April, May and June, and then to not do it is just odd. It just feels like something's wrong. But like I said, I listened to experts like Coach Arians. I mean, Coach Arians had a number of different quarterbacks, guys that he coached, guys that he didn't coach, that he talked about, saving throws and not overworking and not overdoing it. And just I listened to the experts around me. I'm fortunate to play for a guy like him who is a quarterback expert, and Byron, who's been in this system and knows the system and knows BA and knows the practice regimen and knows how the season goes. Just listened to all that, absorbed it, and adjusted. It's hard to explain. You just feel better. You feel like you have more zip, more velocity. You feel like you can go out and throw 150 balls in practice, which I'm not going to do, but just feels different. Chad's looked great. He had a great OTAs. He looked really, really good. He started off on the second field and looked really, really good. Got brought up to the starter or the veteran field, I guess. And to see a guy get forced into that situation, brand new offense, make mistakes, and get yelled at and screamed at and go through all that and stay confident. It was a good, kind of first test for him. So he looked really good. I'm excited to see him in camp.